indoor. I see just recently the last meet, Reading, where you had a season best toss to win the shot, 45-4.25. It's always good to get season best throws, and no matter what meet you go to, isn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure.
How has the indoor season gone as a whole for you? I feel like you've been throwing well.
Yeah, it's gone pretty well. Started off the season pretty high with weight, and then now shots getting up there, so hopefully we can finish it out with peaks in both.
As far as the weight throw first, as far as hitting a goal, are you coming close to hitting that goal where you wanted to in the indoor season?
Hopefully. I mean, my goal is 60 feet, so hopefully around 18 meters, and right now my PR is at 17.73, so 58 feet, almost there.
You're getting close. I see. I read the article where Lily Novacek from Kearney season best throw in that event, 59.5.75. So you've got a few other throwers you're right there in your side, don't you?
Oh yeah, we've got a pretty good weight crew coming for us on the women's side, so it's exciting to see that happening for the other girls.
So I take it in the shot put, we just mentioned 45.25. You have that the season best. Is that? I'm sure you're thinking, hey, I can throw farther.
Yes, we're just going to keep pushing it. Honestly, the 45 feet was pretty surprising. My coach has always considered me a weight hammer and discus thrower, and shot put's just kind of a side thing. So he was pretty excited with that number. So we'll just keep seeing where it goes.
Hey, why not? You threw a season best. Let's just keep going from there. Now, as far as the MIAA Indoor Championships, what are you going to be competing again this weekend?
Yes. So we compete on Saturday and Sunday, and I think that weight throw is on Saturday, shots on Sunday. But right now we are sitting, I think I'm sitting third for shot put in the conference, and probably like fifth or sixth or maybe even fourth for weight. So up in there in the final flights, hopefully.
That's terrific. So right in the thick of things, those conference championships, always a goal, I'm sure a team goal, is you want to do well and place high at those indoor championships, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We're all striving to be placed in the last flight, all hopefully placing and getting points for the team. If we get the podium, I mean, that's the ideal goal, but we're just trying to rack in as many points as possible.
How about the team as a whole? On the ladies' side first, from your running events to your field events, you feel like this is a really solid group.
Oh, yeah. We've just been getting PRs both in the track and with the field events like every week. We have a group chat where we're all saying all the good things that we see, and every week there's just tons of PRs. So it's really encouraging to see that.
It seems like every time I read an article on Lopers.com that whether it be the guys or the gals, somebody is breaking some type of record or moving up on the all-time school charts. It seems like that something happens every meet.
Yep, everybody's doing really good so far with this indoor season, so it's going to be exciting to see where we go with the outdoor season too, with that starting up. So,
as far as the national meet, indoor meet, what has to happen for you to get yourself or get one to a national indoor meet then?
So for nationals, normally it is the top 16 ranked nationally for the division. So for Division II, top 16. I think right now I'm around the 20th mark in shot and also weight, and Lily Novacek is about like 18th, I want to say, or maybe even 17th in weight. So we're close. We just gotta hopefully get those bigger marks this weekend to really push us up there.
Yes, indeed. Want to go to Pittsburgh State and just throw a couple of more feet and get yourselves, because that's a goal. You'd love to go to a national meet, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah. That would be amazing. I think it's in Virginia this year for indoor, so that'd be a fun trip.
And I think, and you're just reading some of the articles and some of the results, you've already got a few on the guys, maybe the gals side, already have qualified for that with the way their marks and times have been going?
Oh, yeah. I think right now Alex Grecki in the weight throw is pretty much for sure going to make it to nationals in the weight, so that's really exciting for him. And then we've had a lot of people hit provisional marks for nationals, so it's definitely encouraging to see those, that people are getting close.
Then, as you touched on, the outdoor season will be not too far from now. Really, there's not a lot of time in between to go to have any time off. They kind of go through indoors, the outdoors right away, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. So we have this conference week, and then we have a week off to prepare for nationals, and then the national meet, And then we have another week off for spring break, and then we're in the thick of it. So these next couple weeks are really crucial for getting those outdoor practices in before we actually compete.
You like the outdoor better than the indoor season, or vice versa?
I think I prefer the outdoor. It's just more fun being outside and in, like, the sun and everything. It's just a lot more better than being cooped up like inside.
Completely understand. We're hoping. I know in the high school scene, the last spring was not great with all the windy conditions and cold temperatures. You're also hoping in the college ranks, hey, let's have some nice days. As a thrower, you always kind of like a little wind, if I'm not mistaken on that, but maybe not the 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts we had last spring.
Yeah, sometimes the really strong wind gusts can help, but yeah, most of the time it's just awful. So hopefully it's a little better this spring, but even last year it was still an enjoyable experience.
Studies going okay?
Yep, it's crazy to think we're already starting to talk about midterm exams, so it's crazy, but yeah, it's going good.
That's terrific. No regrets at all. UNK's treated you well, and you're having a ball, aren't you?
Yeah, Loper for life.